It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and it's time for Tucker's Tape. Conference Championship Week is here. Four teams, two games, so little time left in the season. Don't miss out. Get in on all the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 using the code KSN to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. The bonus is comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. The deposit bonus requires a 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, we're continuing 2019 season position reviews. We're flipping over to the defense, and why not start with the defensive line, Ross? Let's get your review, and then we'll go over some guys individually in a little bit.
Yeah, so I thought that they started a little bit slower than I thought they would have, especially in terms of rushing the passer. But if you remember, they were not getting a whole lot of pressure like against Pitt. And I remember they didn't get much pressure against Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And Buffalo was like running the ball down their throat. So it was a surprisingly slow start. I feel like, I don't know what the explanation is for it, but it's almost, Bob, like the D-line is better and more dominant in the Big Ten games than it is at the start of the year.
It's amazing how you look at their stats at the end of the year, and that stat about, is it 40 or more sacks, I think, 4 or 5 years in a row.
Right.
And I don't know that anyone else has done that. And you just kind of mentally go through the games, and you wonder how they did it. But on the other hand, they've had two or three games, and against some pretty good teams, where you're like, man, I did not see that dominant performance coming. I mean, they played very well, I thought, at Iowa. They played very well at Michigan State. They played a pretty nice half against Michigan. But yeah, to Ross's point, some of the games early, you were wondering if how they were going to come out of some of those games. I mean, yeah, they didn't have a great pass rush against Pitt, but they made that great goal line stand. It's weird. It's just been, you're not sure where the good defense is coming from Penn State at some point in games, and it's not always been the defensive line, but they did, I thought, start pretty slow. And I think they built up a lot of numbers in that first game.
So Etor Gross-Matos is headed to the NFL. They're going to lose at least three guys up front of their starting four that they go with. Etor's headed to the NFL, and I'm stuck by something you said preseason, is Etor could have a good year, but he won't put up the same kind of numbers. And this year he had 40 tackles. He led him in sacks with 9.5 sacks, 15 tackles for a loss, which was the high of both for both teams. Did he have a good year in your estimation, Ross?
Yeah, he had a good year. I guess I thought he would take it to another level. I thought he had a good year, not a great year. I thought after he came on the second half of his sophomore year, I thought he would explode. And I don't really think he was any better than he was last year. Now, in fairness to him, he did get more attention this year. He was a known commodity. That is a factor. But the best guys figure that out and still produce like Chase Young did.
Right.
Yeah.
But listen, I mean, Etor's going to be a first-round pick. He's not going to be the number two pick like Chase Young. I mean, it's hard to be that good.
Yeah, it's important, though, having said all of that he played very well against Ohio State.
He did.
He was very good against a good offensive line, and that is a tape. You know, I don't know, Ross, don't you think sometimes when teams and scouts evaluate prospects,
without question,
how much do they focus on the great tape and how much do they focus on, well, I want to see two or three of his games, or where was he?
They want consistency. They'll look, you know, he's going to be a first-round pick. They're going to look at every game he played, every snap he played. But what matters most – is how he did against Ohio State, Michigan, you know, the teams with good offensive lines and marquee talent, because you want to compare him against when he's going against other big-time talent.
Penn State's also going to graduate both of its defensive tackles, Robert Windsor and Antonio Shelton, correct?
I think Antonio's got another year left. We're going to check that as we continue to talk about the – I thought he was a redshirt junior this year.
I would trust
what him. I'm looking at right now, yeah. He's listed as a redshirt senior.
Oh.
But I agree with you, Bob. I thought he had one more year.
I don't know if they flipped the
– Yeah, he was a year after Windsor, I thought.
Yeah, I thought so too. I might
Windsor's
be wrong.
Definitely gone.
Yeah.
Windsor's definitely
we
gone.
We will see.
And I thought he had a really good year. He wasn't like as flashy, but he had 40 tackles, 5 TFLs. 3.5 sacks.
They might have flipped the roster because the depth chart I'm looking at right now for the bowl game had him as a redshirt junior.
Okay.
That's so significant.
Yeah.
So I think him coming back is significant. I would agree.
Yeah, Jack Ham told me, we were talking before the Minnesota game, and he said people don't understand what Shelton means to that defensive line because he's so strong. He's really, really he said he's very hard to move inside. He's never going to have, much like Parker Cawthorn, he's never going to have great numbers. But Jack was a big fan of what he did in the middle of that line.
Yeah, I thought at times doing the dirty work that you don't get on numbers, but if you watched him and saw what he was taking on, it was making a difference on two or three other things that were going on defensively for Penn State. And
I would say in general, they are losing their two best defensive linemen.
They are.
Etor Gross-Matos and Robert Windsor. But I think they'll have more depth next year. Now, as of us talking, we still right. don't know about Shaka Toney.
I think he has till Monday. I think it's the 20th. Yes. So as we talk about this in the middle of the week, he has been radio silent. I remember he had one tweet. I think he said everyone was kind of bugging him. He's like, I haven't made up my mind yet. And that was like 3 days after the bowl game. So I mean, he's always kind of marched to the beat. He's kind of been his own guy up there. He's done things his way. He had a great year. But yeah, I thought for sure within 2 or 3 days we would have had a decision from him. And I thought the decision would be he would leave, but maybe the longer it goes, he's really torn.
I think the longer it goes, the more he stays would be my guess. Just because you think most of these guys know already.
Right.
Like I've seen all these articles about how it's so unfair that the Clemson and LSU guys only have a few days to decide. Most of those guys knew before the season started.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they already knew what they were going to do. So I think that's a little bit overrated. But that would be big if they got him back. Yeah. So if they get him back, to me, I don't know that they'll be as experienced or have the top-end guys, but I got a feeling they're going to come at you in waves, which is what they need. I mean, if they have him back, you got Shaka Toney, Jason Oway, Adisa Isaac, yeah. Shane Simmons, Daniel Joseph at the end. And I've been hearing people saying great things about Adisa Isaac.
Yes.
Yeah. They're excited about
his teammate, even the teammates.
Right. That's what
I saw. Shaka Toney really likes him. But and inside, you know, I just think that
Shelton Mustafa. Yeah.
Hansard.
Culpepper.
I think those are some guys that are looking for.
And I'm still anxious to see what Hakeem Beamon can do.
Yeah.
I liked Hakeem Beamon, his tape, a lot. I was actually surprised he didn't play that much this year, but he was kind of a tweener body. Remember?
Right.
He was like a big DN, but not quite D-tackle ready. Yeah. I have a feeling that after a year with them, spring ball, I wouldn't be surprised if Beamon ends up being pretty good.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's Tucker's Tape, quarter number two. We're doing our 2019 position reviews. We move on this week where our focus is the defensive line. When you were talking about tackles and guys coming back in the depth chart, PJ Mustafa in timeshare minutes, right? Not a starter, getting decent minutes, 37 tackles, 4.5 tackles for a loss, and 1 sack. For a young guy in the middle, that's pretty darn good production. And he flashed, right? More than anything else, I thought the one guy that would flash more from the inside than anybody else was Mustafa at times.
Yeah, and I think he can play. I think he's got the size and the athleticism to play both, whatever they want to play him. I think they could put him on, play him at one or at three. And I think when you play that much this early inside, I think it bodes very well, especially for your third year. I would be stunned if he isn't one of the better defensive tackles in the Big Ten, I think, in 2020, just because of his experience and his talent.
I think he and Shelton starting is a good starting duo, and I'd like to think that Mustafa can be as good next year as Windsor was this year. I think Mustafa's that talented.
Yeah, I don't think he's that far off.
Maybe the most heavily recruited D tackle that they have.
Yeah. Right.
Also, just real quick, I know it's about the current team. How about all the Penn State defensive tackles left in the NFL playoffs? Austin Johnson, DaQuan Jones, I think Zettel's still on the Niners, and I think Givens are there. I think they're still on the Niners.
Yeah, Zettel had a sack in the divisional round.
Yeah.
And DaQuan Jones is a stud.
Yeah. Like, there's a reason they're beating people up front on both sides of the ball.
Austin Johnson is having trouble getting playing time because the older fourth round Penn State guy won't let the younger second round guy get on there. Overall, and we'll get to this in quarter four about how Penn State compares to the national championship game teams. I think that they're in about as good a shape on the D-line. It's interesting. You look at their D-line and guys like Mustafa, Beeman, Owe, Isaac, and you look at the secondary and guys like Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Joey Porter.
Joey Porter. Who else am I missing? Another young guy.
Trent Gordon.
Trent Gordon. Yeah. I just think that they finally are having – they're stacking together really good recruiting classes. Like, I'm not sure Keaton Ellis and Marquise Wilson might not be better than Tariq Castro Fields.
And John Reed.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Or at least they didn't appear to be much worse.
They had no problem with three freshman corners in the game against Memphis and when it was still a game in the second half. I don't know what was wrong with Tariq, but he watched the game. And the one freshman, Marquise, made the interception. Essentially,
right. Great pick.
Essentially ended the game. Right. I mean, that experience for Marquise, who James says doesn't lack for confidence, is going to be huge.
All right, that's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stick around. They're your questions and his answers. Ask Ross is next.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.